Now, let me give you just a few more clues that may help you identify the gift. Very briefly here. And let me say this again. I know when I'm covering material in this much detail and this fast, there's no way for you to absorb it all. Because what will happen is I'll say something and your mind will pick up on that. You'll say, that's an interesting thought, and you'll chase that thought a little while. And then a few minutes later, you'll come back and say, what's he talking about now? And, you know, I've done that too. So that's why I encourage you to listen to the tapes, listen to it more than once, and try to get a better handle on it second, third time around. Here is a kind of a scenario that might help. Let's say that we've got an organizational meeting going on. We're going to start a new church. And we got each of the seven gifts represented around a table. They're talking about what they would want to have in a new church. Here's the kind of things you might hear. A prophet might say, well, whatever else we have, I want to make sure that we've got sermons that expose sin and proclaim righteousness and warn people that there's judgment coming. If we don't have that, we might as well not have a church. So that would be very important to a prophet. A server would probably say something, well, you know what we need is we make sure we have practical assistance programs here and that we're carrying out the needs of the body of Christ. There's a lot of little things that have to get done in a church, and we got to make sure we get those things done so that it'll free people up so they can do whatever God's got for them to do. But we need to make sure that's being done in the church. And a teacher might say, well, whatever else we have, we need to make sure that we have in-depth Bible teaching. We want serious Bible teaching going on at our church. We don't want any of this shallow stuff. We got to have the real thing, solid studies in the Word of God. An exhorter might say, well, we sure do need to have a lot of personal encouragement going on. We probably need a counseling ministry of some kind. We need to help people because a lot of people need to grow in Christ, and they're just not growing, and we need to make sure that they're growing in the Lord. We give them plenty of opportunities to learn these things and to grow. A giver, of course, would probably say we need to make sure we've got a generous program of financial assistance to missions and to the body of Christ, to the ministries here in our area. An organizer would say, well, we need a smooth-running organization so that everything in the church can be done decently and in order. Everything's carried out smoothly, and everything's in its place, and everything's done right. And, of course, a person with a gift of mercy might say, well, we need to make sure that we're reaching out to hurting people because there's an awful lot of hurting people in this world, and we need to be there. We need to care for them. We need to be there to listen to them and to help them and to encourage them on through it. So that's the kind of way people would respond, just some examples. Here's another example. Suppose that the seven gifts went to visit somebody in the hospital. And all seven are going, one right after another. The server goes in, and they say, here's a little gift. And now listen, I brought your mail in, and I fed the dog, and I watered your plants, and I've washed the dishes. That's the kind of thing a server might do and say to someone who visits in the hospital. Someone with the gift of mercy might say, I can't begin to tell you how much it hurt me to find out you were sick. How are you feeling? That's a gift of mercy responding there. An organizer might say, don't worry about a thing. I've delegated your job down at the office to four different people, and it's getting done. It's all right. A prophet might say, what do you think God's trying to say to you through this illness? You know, is there any sin maybe that you've not repented of? A teacher might say, you know, I did some research on this illness of yours, and I think I can explain what's happening to you. A giver, do you have insurance to cover this illness? An exhorter, how can we use what you're going through here now to help other people in the future? What can we learn from this? One more scenario and I'll quit. Suppose you've got seven people eating dinner together. They're seated around the table and each one has a different spiritual gift. And somebody comes with the dessert and they drop the dessert and it spills on the floor before they get to the table. What do you think the prophet would say? That's what happens when you're not careful. He's trying to correct the problem. The server, what do you think a server would do? Yeah, a server would probably just hop up and be up and say, here, let me clean that up. And they'd be after it real quick. Teacher might say, you know, the reason that fell is it was too heavy on this side over here. You know, analyzing the thing, trying to discover why it happened. An exhorter might say, next time you need to serve the dessert with a meal. Let's learn a lesson from this. What do you think a giver would say? Yeah, what's it going to cost? Or he might say, hey, don't worry, I'll go out and buy another one and head for the door. Person with a gift of mercy, what do you think they would say? Yeah, they'd say, it's okay. Hey, don't worry about it. It could happen to anybody, you know, those kind of things. Yeah, we didn't really need dessert. What about the organizer? Probably say, he might say, Frank, you get the mop. Vicky, you help pick it up. Jerry, you help me fix another dessert, and they just delegate the job out and get it done. Of course, we'd really have a mess if Jerry and I fix the dessert. I don't think that's where we want to go.